Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's give you some notes on the Masters. It's going to start tomorrow. Obviously, no Tiger. Are we about to get the details on the Tiger accident that the California police have gone out of their way to keep quiet about?
Yep. L.A. County Sheriff's Office is expected to announce today that his crash was caused by excessive speed, but that he will not face charges or citations. According to a report, sources with direct knowledge told TMZ he was speeding when he lost control of his rental car, a Genesis GV80, in late February, and that he will not be charged in the incident or issued any citations. So unless something changes, that's the expectation, is that they're going to say speed as the sole reason of the accident.
And also, Sean, regarding Tiger, last night was the Masters dinner, the dinner of champions. Masters champions gathered together to eat steak and mashed potatoes and souffles or whatever else. They left an open chair for Tiger, who, let me remind you, is not dead, but for some reason they left an open chair, which is so stupid.
I was interested in hearing about, I can't find the menu now, there was a caddies dinner. Since the caddies are not invited, one of the caddies decided to go ahead and put together his own menu, and I'm going to have to sit here and find it. Do you have it, Choppy?
I don't have that, but it was DJ's brother that was in charge of the caddies dinner, because, you know, for years and years and years, they've had this champions dinner at Augusta, and it depends on...
I got it.
Who is the champion that gets to choose the meal. Now, the caddies dinner you mentioned with DJ's brother.
Here it is from Darren Ravel. Pre-round app, Nature Valley granola bar.
Oh, yeah.
At the turn entree, gourmet hot dogs. Sides, green banana. Peanut butter crackers, only choose one. Dessert, BYOB. And that is the Caddy's Champions dinner that was set up by Dustin Johnson's brother. So
wait, it's really wild that DJ's brother doesn't want you to think that he's in the poorhouse when he made 10% of DJ's winnings last year, which is, you know, he's probably pulling in two commas last year on his earnings.
They had dogs, bananas, and an energy bar. Was this a U6 soccer game at the YMCA?
It was a funny joke. That's probably what Matt Kuchar's caddy would kill for that meal.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So, look, that's a win. It was a horrific accident. Obviously, it's an accident, so it's not good. That's a win for Tiger. With the way the local police were acting, I was thinking some type of substance was involved. The way they were covering up for him and not releasing info like we've gotten for every other accident in the history of celebrities and Hollywood, I was thinking, there's something at work here. There's some connections behind the scenes. It's weird, but this is a win. It was just speed, although it's weird. You continue to speed on a treacherous area that you know is dangerous for years and years and years, and Tiger very familiar with that. Okay, so there we go with the Tiger part of it. The Rob Manfred part of it.
Ooh.
is fascinating. So Rob Manfred, commissioner of baseball, obviously has taken a stance against the state of Georgia changing or altering their voting laws, pulling the Major League Baseball All-Star game out of Georgia, taking it to Colorado. Well, yesterday, a politician did a little digging and put out a statement that now puts Rob Manfred in a nearly impossible situation.
It really does. Marco Rubio is a senator. I think he's from Florida. And he sent a letter to the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. And in that letter, he asked, I want to ask you whether you intend to maintain your membership at Augusta National Golf Club.
Oh.
Yikes.
Wow.
As you are well aware, the exclusive members-only club is located in the state of Georgia. That was the opening paragraph. He didn't even waste time with like a hello, how are you, hope this finds you well. It was, I write to ask you whether you intend to maintain your membership at Augusta National Golf Club, which resides in Georgia.
Ooh! Checkmate.
Jeez.
Checkmate.
Yeah.
You're trapped.
You're trapped.
You're done.
You're screwed. You really are. I don't know how you respond to this because he can't. He can't keep his membership and move the game because then the game is being moved not because of the voting law, but because he didn't want to deal with the pressure. You know, the game is being moved because it personally doesn't hurt him. It doesn't hurt him personally to move the game. But losing your membership or canceling it to Augusta National Golf Club directly hurts him.
Oh, yeah. And
right.
If you don't do it, then you're a hypocrite.
Right.
Like, oh, you're fine for your own personal gain, and you try to take this little fake media stance. Like, I think Rob Manfred has to give up. He has to give up the Masters membership.
But nobody gives up the Masters membership. Roger Goodell is going to be asked this in a few weeks.
Right. He was asked it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, no, but like the players are going to demand this from Roger Goodell eventually. If this thing that's one of the things they're going to say, like
but they haven't taken a stance. Yesterday the Falcons, they're so full of crap. I swear to goodness, the I've read Arthur Blank's statement and Roger Goodell's statement, and there's nothing said in either one. It's we believe voting is sacred and everyone should have a fair chance, but they didn't take a side. Roger Goodell won't have to give up the Masters membership if he doesn't take any events out of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't act
right
because of the law, if they don't do anything differently, then Roger Goodell, in my opinion, doesn't have to do anything differently. And I can go play golf at Augusta. But Rob Manfred, he gave the big X. He threw up the X to Georgia.
Yeah,
he doesn't think that Georgia is owed any events, and I'm not gonna support athletics there. I'm not gonna put our sport there. What they're doing is wrong. And now they're like, well, you're going to play golf there at your little fancy ritzy country club. You're going to keep your Masters membership. I wonder how many people in history have given up their. What do you have to do to get in there? Besides wear a pillowcase.
Wow. you have to be invited by a current member. You have to be sponsored.
Okay.
That's how you gain membership. You have to be sponsored by a current member to gain membership at Augusta. It's just one of the things. And it's really, comparatively speaking, not all that expensive. But, you know, as the Fantex is bringing up, well, hang on, MLB doesn't have membership at Augusta. He's a person. He's not the league. So he doesn't have to. All right, I see that. The two things.
Now, first off, let's get this straight. He doesn't have to do anything.
No.
Obviously.
No, he doesn't.
I'm just saying, I think you're pressured into this publicly to say, you know, well, here's what I would say. I'll be RJ Choppy excuse maker here for a second. I keep it, and I'm like, I'm hoping that they make things right and you know, change or soften the laws. Like, I'll be like, are these laws in place forever? You know, could public pressure kind of, you know, change them? And I'm hoping to see them, you know, see it differently. That way I can keep my membership to go play golf there. So that's just a little funny side story of Rob Manfred getting called out by Ricky Rubio, point guard for the T-Wolves, Marco Rubio. I'm just kidding around. All right, and then we got this one. What is Bryson DeChambeau up to now? He's always messing around with something. And now he's talking about a new driver head, but was very vague about it when asked. He said, there's something in the bag this week that's very helpful. I won't go into specifics, but just know this has been a few years in the making, and I'm very excited for it. Whether it helps me perform at a higher level, I'm not sure, because it's golf and you never know what happens. I've seen it on the driving range. I've seen it the last week in practice. There's some tremendous benefits to it. I know that he's been working with a 48-inch shaft.
Man.
Take it from there, Choppy.
It's a huge shaft. It's a really big shaft, and he's got a thick handle on it, too.
David Buehler would love this club.
He would love that shaft. I mean, it's a fantastic shaft. I mean, it's shiny, too. I don't know, you know, what this mystery thing in his bag he's talking about really is. I bet you it's something stupid like a heart rate monitor that he's going to have on him. But dude, I have... did you see that video of him on the driving range the other day with Vijay Singh, where he is?
Yeah, they said he had snorted
pre-workout. Yeah,
pre-workout powder,
scratching his face off. It's crazy. I have never seen somebody turn golf into high-intensity interval training, but Bryson DeChambeau does in the driving range. That guy gets his heart rate up and then down.
Did you see him do the squats, the leg lifts in his garage?
Yes, the guy is he's a manimal.
I mean, you have to be in love with him.
I am. He's such a he's an analytical, intellectual meathead.
I mean, there
and that's
you
what
go.
That's what I want to be. I just can't. I'm not smart enough, but I want to be that.
Yeah, he's everything for you.
He is. He goes to the driving range and literally does exactly what I do. And I've been doing this for years, so I'm going to say he copied this off me. I don't bring any club but a driver to the driving range. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in any other club. I'm interested in hitting bombs. I'm interested in hitting drives. Okay, and I figured something out over the weekend where I'm able to do this, get some little bit more I got some thoracic stretching that I'm doing, so I get some more turn with my upper body. I mean, I'm just absolutely crushing it. As Phil would say, hellacious seeds. That's what I'm hitting. I love Bryson. He is such a bag of you-know-what sometimes, but I love that. I love that about him. We need more. We need more...
douches?
Intellectual meatheads in the world.
Yes. Oh, intellectual meatheads. That's a nicer way to say it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.